of Peter's transformation.
请看路加福音二十二章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 22.
路加福音二十二章。
Luke chapter 22.
路加二十二章。
Luke chapter 22.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
主又对西门说，西门，撒旦想要塞你，好像塞麦子一样。三十二节。
32.
我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失去信心。你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。三十三节。
33.
彼得说，主啊，我就是同你下监，同你受死，也是甘心的。三十四节。
34.
耶稣说，彼得，我告诉你，今日鸡叫已没有叫，你要三次说不认得我。这段圣经在记载主耶稣在看彼得跟彼得在看彼得结论不一样。
This passage records how Jesus' eyes perspective of Peter compared and contrasts with that of Peter looking upon himself.
有时候我们常常觉得别人不了解我们。
Sometimes we feel that others do not understand us.
因为别人对我们的评论常常觉得我们觉得不公平。
Because to other people's judgment, they do not think it's fair.
但问题就是说，我们人真的对自己有真正的认识吗？
But the question lies beneath in the point that do we really truly recognize ourselves?
什么样的人能够对自己有真正的认识？
What kind of person has this true recognition of himself?
如果我们回到圣经来看，
If we return to the Bible,
一个人能够站在神的立场来看自己，这个人才真的对自己有认识。
That only if a person stands in the viewpoint of God and view himself, then he is able to recognize himself.
如果一个人没有办法站在神的立场来看自己，
If one fails to stand in the eyes of God to look upon himself,
基本上人对自己是盲目的，是看不清楚的。
And basically he is blind and he cannot see his true self.
为什么这样说？
Why do we say in such a way?
我们今天去传福音给别人。
Today we preach the gospel to others.
圣经说，信而受洗的必然得救。
And the Bible tells us, believe and baptize, and you shall be saved.
信什么？
Believe what?
我们要信耶稣是救主。
Believe Jesus Christ is Savior.
为什么要相信他是救主？
Why do we need to believe Jesus Christ is Savior?
因为人有罪。
Because man has sinned.
所以有病的才用得到医生。
So those who are sick are in need of the physician.
没有病的就用不着医生。
Those who are healthy do not need physicians.
但是今天我们周围的人，
But today the people around us,
有几个人感觉到自己有病？
How many truly feel that they have the sickness?
所以他需要医生呢？
So they need this doctor.
如果周围的人有很多人觉得自己有病，
If a lot of people around has this feeling that they have this illness,
也就是有罪，
and that means he has sins,
他需要医生，
that he needs this physician,
也就是救主，
and that is the Savior Christ.
今天我们教会会坐得满满的，
Today our chapel can be filled with members,
绝对容不下去，
and we cannot embrace it.
今天12月25号，
Today is December 25th.
大部分的人在哪里？
Where is the majority of people?
到 shopping mall 去买东西。
They went to the shopping mall to buy stuff.
在家里面看电视。
Or they stay at home watch TV.
很少人到教会去。
Not many people go to church.
原因就是我们不会觉得自己有罪。
The reason lies in that we do not think we have sins.
但是我们没有罪就觉得没有罪就真的没有罪吗？
So if we feel that we have no sin, does it really mean that we have no sin?
如果我们回到圣经的标准，
But if we go into the standards of the Bible,
圣经把人都圈在罪里面，
That the Bible records that all men are under sin.
这一句话相当厉害，
And this phrase is very severe.
一个人也逃不掉，
Not one shall escape.
圣经的标准一展开来，没有一个人没有罪。
The standard and principle of the Bible is open and no one can stand.
世人都犯了罪，亏缺神的荣耀。
And all men of this world has come to the short of the glory of God and they all have sinned.
这个就是神在看人。
And this is the eyes of God looking upon man.
人看人，我没有问题。
In the eyes of man, looking upon man, we have no problems.
我没有罪。
I have no sins.
所以神看人跟人看人是不一样的。
So there's a direct contrast between God's perspective and that of man.
人会误会人，但是神不会误会人。
Man can misunderstand other people, but God will never misunderstand a person.
因为在神的面前，人是赤肉敞开的。
Because in front of the eyes of God, everyone is naked, and everything is revealed.
每一样都是透明的。
Everything is transparent.
是没有秘密可言。
There is no secret that is to be hidden.
你的过去。
Your past,
你的现在
your present,
你的将来
and your future,
你的外表
your outer appearance,
你的行为
and your behavior,
你的内在
your inner heart,
你的心思
and your mind,
都是清清楚楚的赤肉敞开的
Every point is clearly presented before God.
所以神在看人绝对不会看错
So when God looks upon a person, he will not misunderstand.
因此主耶稣告诉彼得
So Jesus said to Peter,
说你要三次不认我
that you will deny me three times.
这个在讲什么
and what does this tell us?
你非常软弱
And tells us, we are weak.
你要三次不认我。
You will deny me three times.
彼得怎么说?
And so what is Peter's reply?
他说我就是甘心跟你死我也愿意。
He said, Lord, I'm ready to go with you both to prison and to death.
我们不能够否认彼得的决心。
And we cannot deny, the determination of Peter here.
但是决心不等于刚强。
But determination does not equal to that of courage and bravery.
这两个不能画等号。
That it is not equal to strength.
你可以下决心
You can make determination.
但是你做得出做不出来这不是你能控制的
But can you actually do it? This is not under our control.
好像保罗信耶稣以前
Just as Paul before he came to believe in Christ.
他是一个立志行善的人
He is a man who determined to do good deeds.
很有决心
And he has great determination.
但是他最后他很痛苦
But at the end he suffered much. He was bitter.
我想行的善我行不出来
He said the goods that I want to do I fail to do.
我不想行的我一次去做
But the evil that I wish not to do I continuously do.
有好多人下决心戒酒
So many people make determination to not drink alcohol.
戒了一百次还是戒不掉
But they try 100 times and still they are still an alcoholic.
你就知道决心跟刚强不能画等号。
So you cannot equal determination to that of strength.
好多人要下决心要戒这个坏脾气。
And also many people make determination to throw away their bad temper.
天天家里面呢常常在火山爆发。
That in their family, in their household, there's constant volcano eruptions.
这个就是他的软弱。
And this is his weaknesses.
他有决心但是他很软弱。
He has determination, but he has weaknesses.
所以决心跟这个刚强不能画等号。
And so this determination and this strength is not to be the same.
彼得说我要跟你一起死。
And so Peter said here, I will go with you.
要跟你一起下监。
I will go to prison with you.
我死我也甘心。
And I will go to death with you.
这个决心绝对是真的。
And this determination is genuine.
但是在主耶稣看来。
However, in the eyes of Jesus,
你非常的软弱。
You are weak.
但是彼得对自己非常有信心
But Peter told himself he has this great faith
这个是他还没有改变之前
And this was before his transformation
把自己的决心当作自己的刚强
He uses this determination that he has to be his strength
所以对自己相当有信心
And that's why he has this great confidence on his determination
圣经怎么讲
And so what does the Bible tell us?
先看哥林多前书第十章
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10
那哥林多前书第十章
First Corinthians chapter 10
第十一节
Verse 11
哥林多前书十章十一节
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 11
他们遭遇这些事都要做见戒并且写在经上正是警戒我们这个末世的人十二节
Verse 12
所以自以为稳的需要站立得稳的需要谨慎免得跌倒这里圣经这样说
Here the Bible tells us
说自以为站立得稳的要很谨慎
That those who think he stands take heed lest he fall
什么叫做自以为站立得稳的
What does this mean here that he who thinks he stands
我没有问题
That means I have no problem
守道我没有问题
That there is to keep the words of God no problem
要把信仰持守到我离世没有问题我没有问题
I have no problem in keeping the faith till my last breath.
你不要关心，你去关心那些需要关心的。
So I don't have to worry about myself, so I worry about others.
自以为站立的要很谨慎。
So therefore here teaches us, he who thinks he stands, take heed lest he fall.
因为当一个人对自己 太有自信的时候
，because when one is overconfident，
人就不懂得依靠神
，then he fails to and begins not to rely on God。
那当一个人不懂得依靠神
，and when one fails to rely on God，
很可能他会跌倒，而且跌倒的非常的惨。
He most likely he will fall and his fall will be great，
跟彼得一样惨。
Just as great as that of Peter.
三次否认那要为他钉十字架的耶稣。
Three times to deny this Jesus Christ, his Savior, who died and sacrificed his life for him.
人世间有哪一个错误比这个错误更大？
Who in this world has this greater mistake than this?
一个人要为你死。
A person is to die for you.
你说我不认识。
And you say, I do not know you.
有哪一个错误比这个错误更大？
Which one has a greater mistake than this?
彼得竟然犯了这么大的错误。
So Peter made such a great mistake.
因为他不知道靠神。
Because he do not know who to rely upon.
因为他对自己太有自信。
Because he himself was too overconfident.
那什么样的人是表现对自己太有自信
？So what kind of person is the one that has too overconfidence of himself?
讲话充满着我这种人，就是对自己太有自信。
It is a person in his words that has a lot of I.
你看那个以赛亚书在讲天使堕落之前。
And the book of Isaiah talks of before the fall of the angels.
短短三节圣经节里面五次提到我。
Inside a short of short verses, it constantly repeat this word I.
你现在离开教会
，so now you depart from church.
你去参加你的朋友的这 party.
And so you go and attend your friend's party.
你仔细坐下来听。
And so you sit down with them and listen carefully.
谈什么
？And what are they talking about?
都是我。
It will be all like I did this, I did that.
这个就是世界的潮流。
And this is the flow of the world.
对自己充满着自信。
That they have this overconfidence upon oneself.
因为这是这里文化的一部分。
Because it is part of the culture of this. Nature of this country.
你要对自己有自信
，so you have to have this confidence upon yourself.
放下你的功夫，你才可以成功
，and that you have to put in toil on yourself, and then you will be successful.
所以常常人一个在世界上有成就之后，常常对自我相当的肯定。
So we discover many people who are very successful. They have developed this overconfidence upon themselves.
因为我的成就就是我对自己自信的一种肯定。
Because their success is equal and proves their confidence upon themselves.
如果我没有某种的能力，我今天怎么会有成就
？If I am unable to do so, what ability do I have today?
所以我们在世界里面看到好多人一讲话都是我。
That's why in this world we see many people in their words constantly have this I.
那有时候我们信耶稣以后，我们把世俗的这些东西也搬进来了。
And so when we come to believe in God, we sometimes bring this worldly matter into the church.
变成我没有问题。
And to the one that I have no problem,
那就相当的谨慎。
And then we must be careful.
为什么
？Why？
这个哥林多前书第十章在讲这个例子。
First Corinthians chapter 10 tells us this example.
十一节
，verse 11.
十章十一节
，chapter 10 verse 11.
说他们遭遇这些事要做鉴戒。
It said now all these things happen to them as examples.
要警戒我们这个末世的人。
And they were written for our admonition.Upon the end days.
他们遭这些事是什么事
?And what are these things that they encounter to serve as examples?
以色列百姓行走旷野路的这一件事情。
It talks of the journey of the Israelites walking through the wilderness.
20岁以上的男人。
24 years and above the men.
过红海有多少人
?How many actually walked through the Red Sea?
圣经说有60万人。
The Bible records 600,000.
20岁以上的男人60万人
600,000 are those men above 20 years old
旷野走40年
So they walked upon the wilderness for 40 years
这个60万人有几个人真的进到迦南地
And among the 600,000 people who actually entered into the land of Canaan
你如果没有看真理你想不出来的
And if you do not read the Bible you will not know
他们好高兴的出埃及
They depart Egypt with such joyful heart.
看到红海分开
And they saw this miraculous sign of the Red Sea parted in two.
大声赞美神
And so they cry out with great joy and praise God.
看到埃及的军兵追来
And they saw the great army of Egypt come after them.
忽然间红海又盖回去
And suddenly they were wiped out by the Red Sea.
大家对神佩服的五骨投地
And so everyone bowed their heads and worshiped to this and reverenced this Almighty God.
真的有神
Indeed, there is the true God.
我们祖宗的神就跟我们同在。
The God of our ancestors, it is with us today.
看到云柱。
And so they see the pillar of cloud.
看到火柱。
They see the pillar of fire.
看到玛拿。
They see manna.
看到磐石流水。
And they also see the rock that gave them water to drink.
天天活在神迹里面。
Every day they live in the life of miracles.
天天活在神的恩典里面。
Every day they live in the life of grace.
但是这六十万人几个进到迦南地呢？
But actually, how many of these people out of the 600,000 actually enter this promised land?
只有加勒跟约书亚。
Only Caleb and Joshua.
只有两个。
Only two.
60万减两个。
600,000 minus two.
那结论是多少？死在旷野。
How many died in the wilderness?
599,998.
599,998,000.
世界上没有一个大学入学率是这么低的。
And there is no greater defeat in all wars of history.
哈佛大学也没有这么低啊。
Harvard record doesn't have anything like this.
天国录取率竟然这么低。
But in the heavenly journey, there are such records.
不是神不要人啊。
It's not that God don't want man.
是人对自己太有自信了。
But because man is too overconfident upon themselves.
神要给你靠，你不靠。
God wants you to rely upon him, but you don't want to.
我没有问题。
I have no problem.
没有问题就是问题。
If you have no problem, there is a problem.
那没有问题那个人，问题就是他觉得没有问题。
And if there is no problem, that problem lies in that he realizes that he thinks he has no problem.
所以今天如果觉得说我没有问题，我孩子没有问题，我家没有问题，那个就是你的问题。
And so today, if you come to think that you have no problem, my family have no problem, my children have no problem, that in itself is a problem.
那个问题就是大问题啊。
And that problem is a big problem.
要解决这个问题就是觉得我有问题。
And to solve this problem, one must come to recognize and say and admit I have this problem.
天国路我走不完。
That I cannot finish this heavenly journey.
我的全家都很软弱。
That all my family are very weak.
这个就是我的问题。
This is my problem.
如果你有这个问题，你就有希望。
If you can admit this problem, you have hope.
因为你觉得对自己没有信心。
Because you have no, you can't rely on yourself.
你就会去依靠神。
You don't have this confidence, so you'll learn to rely on God.
当你依靠神。
And so when we come to rely on God,
你就会感觉到慈爱的天父其实手已经伸了好久在等待你。
Then we come to realize that God has extended his hands out to us for a long period of time.
诗篇103篇这样说。
Psalms 103 tells us,
好。不是诗一百零诗篇二十篇三篇说。
Psalms 23 tells us,
他说他为自己的名引导我走义路。
That he for his names have lead me in the path of righteousness.
你知道吗？神天天要引导你走义路。
That God will every day lead us to find this path of righteousness.
什么叫做义路？
What is this path of righteousness?
义路就是在神面前认为对的道路。
This righteousness is a path whereas everything is correct in the eyes of God.
义路就是不妥协的道路。
And this is the path where it does not go astray or is crooked.
义路就是没有世俗的道路。
This righteous path is that is not of the world.
义路就是标准很高的路。
And this righteous path is a path of high standards.
义路就是进窄门走那个窄路。
And this righteous path is a path that goes through this narrow gate.
这是不简单的。
And this is very difficult.
天国是有义居住住在其间的。
That heavenly kingdom consists of only those who are righteous.
是没有罪的。
It is of no sin.
所以只有走义路你才可以到天国。
So only if you can walk through the path of righteousness can you enter.
但是人怎么去走义路呢？
So how is it man to go into this path of righteousness?
我们的肉体充满七情六欲。
Our physical flesh has many of these sins and all these worldly matter that bounds us.
世界好像伊甸园一样这么多引诱。
And the world seems like a garden of Eden before us.
魔鬼好像吼叫的狮子到处游行在控制我们。
And Satan is like a roaring lion around us, constantly trying to devour us.
你要怎么去走义路？
So how is it that we find and walk upon this path of righteousness?
为自己的名引导我们走义路。
So Jesus, by his name, lead us in the path of righteousness.
如果你愿意亲近他，
If we are willing to come close to him,
如果你愿意交托你自己给他，
If we are willing to give us ourselves to him,
如果你愿意依靠他，
If we are willing to rely upon him,
你就要在仇敌面前夸胜。
Then we shall be proclaim our victory in front of our enemies.
仇敌就是魔鬼。
Our enemies are Satan.
仇敌就是这个世界。
Our enemies is this world.
仇敌就是我们肉体里面的恶意。
Our enemies are the desires of our flesh.
我们要在主的带领下夸胜。
But in the, through the hands of God, we shall claim ourselves victorious.
我们要在天国享受筵席。
And that we will have this heavenly feast in the heavenly kingdom of God.
所以我们在走天国路绝对不能够对自己有信心。
And so when we walk upon this heavenly journey, we cannot have this overconfidence upon ourselves.
我们才会完全去依靠神。
So then we learn to rely on God.
彼得就是太有信心了。
Peter was too confident.
我要跟你一起死。
He said, I will go die with you.
我没有问题。
I have no problem.
耶稣说我已经为你祷告了。
But Jesus said to him, I pray for you.
你回头之后要坚固你的同领。
But when you return back to me, go and strengthen your brethren.
你会软弱但是你会回头。
You'll be weak, but you will return.
你的软弱是你的本性因为你是人。
And your weakness is your manly character, and it is natural for man to have sins.
你回头是因为我为你祷告。
But you will return is because I pray for you.
所以你坚强以后
So after you have strengthened yourself,
你要去坚固其他软弱
you are to turn to others and to bring, uplift them.
后来我们看彼得在五旬节以后得到圣灵
And so after the transformation we see of Peter after the Pentecost
他得到圣灵就真的很认真了
After he received the Holy Spirit he prayed with great supplication
很谦卑全心全力在依靠神
And he humbled himself and served God with totality
他在作圣当中呢全心全力在依靠神
And that in his holy work he relied 100% on God
所以不但他工作能够做得好他本身也能得救
So not only can he accomplish good work for God but he himself can be saved and go into the heaven
保罗说我是恐惧战兢做成得救的功夫
Paul said, I have this trembling heart to enter into the kingdom of God.
保罗是一个很有能力的工人。
Paul was a mighty worker of God.
他说我是恐惧战兢。
And he said, I myself am trembling in fear.
什么叫做恐惧战兢?
What does it mean to tremble in fear?
就冬天到了有的湖上结冰啊。
That winter comes and for example winter comes and the river frozen right in front of us.
但是你要走那个冰啊你就很怕要小心啊不然大力大力一踩冰破掉你就沉下去了。
And we must be very careful when we cross this river because we're afraid the ice might break and we fall through and be trapped inside this water.
保罗每一天恐惧战兢啊。
And so and Paul live a life trembling in fear.
为什么?
Why?
他对自己没有信心。
Because he have no confidence.
恐怕我传福音给别人自己反被弃绝了。
Lest I preach to others and I myself become short of the kingdom of God.
传福音就是做圣工。
To preach to the gospel is to do work for God.
保罗很怕自己圣工做多了自己反而不能得救。
He's afraid that after he has done many holy work that he himself at the end cannot enter the heavenly kingdom.
那为什么圣工做多了自己不能得救?
And why is it that he is afraid that after he do so many holy work that he cannot enter the heavenly kingdom?
当一个人对自己太有信心
When one person has too much of this faith upon himself
如果你做成了圣工
That if you have missed success in your holy work
因为对自己太有信心
Because you are too confident on yourself
第一个念头想到什么
And so what is the first thing that comes to our mind?
这是因为我所以圣工才做
It's because of me that this holy work cannot be accomplished
这太危险了
And this is very dangerous
这个就是魔鬼的所走的道路
And this is the path that Satan wants us to take
在神面前高抬自己
And that in the eyes of God, in the presence of God, we try to exalt ourselves
他就被贬低了
And that he will be lowered
所以一个人对自己太有信心神不能够用
And so a person who has too much faith and confidence in himself, God cannot use his vessel
不是神不需要工人
Not that God does not need workers
而是神不敢用他
Because God is afraid to use such a person
不是神不爱他
It's not that God does not love this person
因为神爱他神不敢用他
But because God loves him, and so God is afraid to use him
因为如果神用这个人
Because if God uses this person
让他给他能力
And give him great power and strength
做神的工作
And so that he is able to accomplish many holy works
他就自高自大步着魔鬼的后路去
And then he will exalt himself highly and walk into the path of Satan
所以人要恐惧战兢
And that's why we must live in lives trembling with fear
谦卑谨守
And we must be humble and to be aware
不要高抬自己
Do not let us exalt ourselves
这样才能够专心靠神
And then we can concentrate on relying on God
圣经里面就记载以色列百姓进迦南之后
The Bible records after the Israelites have entered into the land of Canaan
第一个攻的是什么城
What is the work, first work that they accomplished
第一个攻的城就是耶利哥城
What is the first city that they attacked and it was the city of Jericho
耶稣亚记里面前面几章记载
It was recorded in the first few chapters of the book of Joshua
他们怎么把耶利哥城攻下来
And how is it that they are able to defeat such a mighty city
世界上没有这种打战方法
There is no such tactic or strategy of warfare in this world or history
每一天抬着约柜走一圈
To every day carry the Ark of Covenant to go around the city
回去休息
And then go home and rest
就这样绕了六天。
And so they did likewise for 6 days.
第七天。
And seventh day.
抬着约柜绕七圈。
They carry again the Ark of Covenant and to do it 7 times.
最后一圈。
And the last round of circling the city.
大喊一声，哎，耶利哥就倒了。
And then they gave this great shout, and so the walls of Jericho fell.
世界上哪一个人用这种打战法？
Who in this history of warfare has used such strategy or tactic?
没有，但这种方法竟然耶利哥倒下来。
But using this such method that the wall of Jericho is able to be pulled down.
这么高，这么大，这么强的耶利哥城倒下来。
Such a strong and high wall is able to collapse by itself.
当这件事情成就了。
And when this was accomplished,
以色列百姓忽然对自己感觉到有信心了。
And then the people of Israel suddenly have this little sense of confidence upon themselves.
哇，耶利哥被我们打下来了。
Wow, the city of Jericho has been defeated by us.
那怎么知道说他们对自己有信心？
And so how do we know that they have this slight confidence upon themselves?
因为下一个城要冲爱城。
Because the next city that they attack is the city of Ai.
那攻爱城这个小事情啊，耶利哥这么大，就都下来的爱城小东西啊。
And the city of Ai compared to the city of Jericho is very small. It doesn't seem like a problem.
所以他就随便派人就去打了。
So they don't even have any, they don't even care, and so just send a few people over to attack the city.
结果被打得落花流水。
But at the end, they were defeated.
死了好多人。
And many people perished.
为什么会死？
Why is it that many people perish? Because they fail to rely on God.
当然你可以讲说里面有亚干。
Of course, you can also blame the reason on the person Achan.
但是如果他们当初在靠神，
But if they started off on relying totally on God,
一定会告诉他们不能去，因为里面有一个亚干。
And then God will definitely reveal to them and tell them, do not go and attack the city because there's a person called Achan among you.
但是他没有靠神啊。
But they do not rely on God.
就去了。
And so they went.
就败在那里。
And so they were defeated.
对自己有信心。
They were too overconfident and too much faith on themselves.
就难以体会神的同在。
So they cannot feel the abidance of God.
常常就是失败的开始。
And so this is the beginning of being defeated.
所以我们今天在做圣工。
So today we are doing holy work.
我们以彼得做榜样。
So we use Peter as an example.
就是教导我们，我们要不断的成长。
So it teaches us that we must continuously grow.
就是在做圣工的过程，我们对自己没有信心。
That in the process of doing holy work for God, we have no faith on ourselves.
我们懂得谦卑去靠神。
That we can understand this humility and to totally rely on God.
迫切祷告，努力祷告。
To pray with great contrite heart and to with supplication.
这样圣工才能够做成。
And only then will the holy work be prosperous.
这个就是彼得一个很重要的改变。
And this is one of the great importance of Peter's transformation.
很骄对自己做有信心，变成对自己没有信心，很谦卑，依靠神。
From pride of this overconfidence and own faith on himself to one that has none and rely on God.
另外一个改变。
And so another transformation.
彼得的祷告。
Peter's prayer.
我们现在看路加福音第九章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 9.
路加福音第九章。
Luke chapter 9
32 彼得和他的同伴都打盹了，一清醒就看见耶稣的荣光。这里说主耶稣在变帽山上带着三个门徒去祷告。
Here records the story of Jesus at the Mountain of Transfiguration. He took with him his 3 disciples.
哇，正在祷告的时候，耶稣容貌放光。
And during his prayer, Jesus was shining in glory.
哇，耶稣跟神在灵交，被神的灵大大充满，显神的荣耀。
And that Jesus himself was having this holy communication with God, and he was filled with the glory of God.
那个时候彼得在做什么？
And so what was Peter doing on the side?
彼得跟他的同伴都在打瞌睡啊。
That Peter and his brethren was at the side falling asleep.
所以耶稣还没有钉十字架以前呢，圣经记载彼得好几次打瞌睡。
And so before Jesus was crucified on the cross, Bible records that Peter many times was falling asleep.
在主耶稣最荣耀的时候，显出天父的荣貌，荣耀的时候，他在打瞌睡。
That even Jesus at his most glorious moments, that Peter was at the side falling asleep.
在主耶稣最痛苦的时候，他也在打瞌睡。
That even when Jesus is at his most bitter moments, and that Peter was at the side falling asleep.
请看马太福音26章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 26.
马太福音26章。
Matthew chapter 26.
四十节
verse 40、
啊、来到门徒那里、啊、见他们睡了，就对彼得说，怎么样啊，你们不能够同我警醒片时吗？四十一节
41,
总要警醒祷告，免得入的迷惑，你们心灵固然愿意，肉体确实软弱。四十二节
42,
第二次又去祷告说，我父啊，这杯若不能离开我，必要我喝，就愿你的旨意成全。四十三节
43,
又来见，看见他们睡着了，因为他们眼睛困倦。四十四节
44,
耶稣又离开他们去，第三次祷告说这个话，还与先前一样。四十五节
45,
于是对门徒说，对那个人说，现在你们仍然睡觉安歇吧，时候到了，人子被卖在罪人的手里。啊，这里讲耶稣三次祷告。
Here it tells us Jesus prayed three times.
耶稣祷告啊，汗流满面。
Jesus prayed earnestly and he was full of sweat.
甚至这个血汗滴如血这样流下来。
And his sweat was dropping like blood.
因为他有一个很重要的任务。
Because he has his great mission.
这个苦必要喝。
That this bitter cup he must partake.
他需要上头来能力。
And he needs his power from above.
所以祷告很迫切。
And so he prayed earnestly.
回头过来看，彼得睡觉。
And so he turned his head around and saw Peter sleeping.
把他叫醒来。
And so he woke him up.
然后彼得所以说第二次就要祷告。
And so a second time Jesus went to pray again.
祷告很迫切。
And so he prayed again earnestly.
回来三个还在睡觉。
And then he turned again, and his three disciples are again falling asleep.
再把他摇醒。
And so he tries to wake him up.
告诉他，警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。
He said, watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation.
第三次，耶稣再祷告。
And so third time, Jesus went to prayer.
天上使者下来，加添他力量。
And so the angel of God, came to strengthen Jesus.
再回来，还在睡觉。
And then he turned his head, and his head, they were still falling asleep.
所以说，你们睡吧，时候到了。
And he said, go and sleep, for the time is at hand.
我被卖的时候到了。
It is time for me to be betrayed into the hands of.
说话之间，说个门这捉拿的人就来了。
And just among while Jesus was saying these words, that his captures came.
接下去彼得就否认了耶稣。
And then right after that, Peter denied Jesus three times.
这是彼得刚刚还没有主耶稣还没有升天以前的彼得。
And this is the Peter before Jesus ascended to heaven.
每一次祷告都睡觉。
That every prayer he fell asleep.
没有能力。
No power.
所以啊，真的要走各个他道路的时候，跟耶稣跟不下。
So when it is time for him to walk on this path to Golgotha, he cannot follow Christ.
祷告是我们决定性的一个因素，你能不能把跟着主耶稣走
？So prayer is a determining factor. Can we follow Christ?
主耶稣说：“我在哪里，服侍了我的人也要在那里。”
Jesus said, "Where I am, those who serve me shall also be."
如果有人要服侍我，天父要尊重他。
If one is to come and follow me and serve me, then my heavenly Father will respect him.
天父要尊重你啊，这不是很大的福气吗
？This is of a great blessing to say such word that the heavenly Father will respect.
如果一个大公司的老板尊重你。
If a great CEO of a corporation comes to admiration and respect to you,
现在他请了一个大的宴会
and then he has this great feast and banquet.
你会坐在哪里
？And where will you be seated?
你会坐在哪里
？Where will you be seated?
他绝对不会说张三啊，我很尊重你，最后面那个你的位置。
And he will not definitely will not say to you, oh, the last row over there is your seat.
很尊重你，站在旁边，坐在我旁边。
He say, have very great respect for you, so he say, come sit at my right hand.
这个叫做尊重啊。
This is respect.
所以有时候你在看这个。我们以前在看这个中国大陆在这个阅兵。
When we look at the mainland China when they're,
这国庆庆典的时候。
During the national festivals.
这毛泽东的身旁的人换来换去。
That we see the, President Mao's, the people next, right next to him changes a lot.
因为这个人现在很红，被他尊重就很红啊。站旁边。
Because right now, personally, this person right next to him is very popular, that's why he's right next to him.
过来他不红了，换另外一个人站他旁边。
A few months later, he is not, popular or hot anymore, so the person changed.
但是那是人啊。
And, but that's man.
是天父要尊重你。
But God will have respect.
如果天父尊重你，你想主耶稣再来的时候，你要坐在哪里
？So if God has this respect for you, when His second coming comes, where will you be seated?
天上的宝座的周围。
You will be seated around the throne of God.
有四活物，有二十四位长老。
There are 24 elders behind the throne of God and four beasts.
如果你真的蒙主耶稣尊重
，That if you are truly to be admired and respected by God,
那个宝座周围那个就是你。
Probably you will be among one of those people sitting right next to the throne of God. closest to God.
那是最大的满足。
And that is the greatest and the most fulfilling.
那是最大的荣耀。
That is the greatest glory.
你要怎么得到那里呢？
How will you attain such glory?
要服侍他。
We must serve him.
要怎么服侍他？
How is it to serve God?
我在哪里？服侍我的人，你要在哪里？
Where I am, those people who serve me shall also be.
主耶稣在哪里？
Where is Jesus?
主耶稣骑着驴驹进入耶路撒冷。
Jesus ride in the donkey to walk into the city of Jerusalem.
门徒紧紧跟在后面。
And so his disciples followed closely right behind.
因为大家在喊何塞纳。
Because everyone shouted with joy, how Hosanna.
大家在欢呼他是和平的君。
Then everyone praised him that he is the king of peace.
所以做耶稣的门徒好荣耀啊，我跟着主人啊，分享一点荣耀。
And so to be Jesus' disciple is so glorious that I'm following Jesus here, this girl, and everyone's praising him.
这一幕过去了。
But after this scenario has passed by,
现在抓耶稣来了。
And now the captors, the people have come to capture Jesus.
耶稣被人吐唾沫。
And so Jesus was spit upon and
spit. 拳打脚踢。
He was punched upon, he was beaten.
头戴荆棘冠。
So he had this upon his head, this crown of thorns.
背被打烂了。
And so his back was whipped into rotten flesh.
最羞辱的那个时刻。
And it is the most shameful moment.
耶稣的门徒在哪里？
Where are the disciples of Christ? They have disappeared.
耶稣在哪里？他的门徒没有办法跟到哪里。
Where Jesus is, his disciples cannot follow.
他怎么能够坐在主耶稣的宝座的周围呢？
How is it that they want to sit right next to God?
今天我们信耶稣要跟耶稣。
Today we believe in God, we must follow God.
才能够从地上回到天国去。
So we can return from this earthly realm to that of the heavenly.
但是要跟耶稣进耶路撒冷，这不是困难。
But then it's not difficult for us to follow Jesus into a joyful city of Jerusalem.
天天享受神的荣耀，享受神的恩典，这不是困难的。
So every day enjoy the glory and the praises of God. And this is to live a good life. That's no problem.
主耶稣说，你要舍己背十字架来跟从我。
But Jesus specifically said that you shall deny yourself, carry upon the cross, and follow me.
这就不简单了。
This is a difficult task.
你如果能够做到这里
，If you can do this，
天国宝座的周围就是为你预备。
And the seats besides the throne of God shall be yours.
因为天父要尊重你。
Because God show admire and show respect for you.
怎么能够跟着耶稣走各个他的道路呢？
So how is it that we are to follow Jesus in the footsteps toward Golgotha?
总要警醒祷告。
It is to be watchful and pray.
免得入的迷惑。
Lest we fall into temptation.
真的，我们生活要过着祈祷的生活。
Indeed, in our daily life, we have to live a life of prayer.
我感谢主啊，我们在灵恩会里面啊。祷告很迫切。
Thank God, in the spiritual convocation, everyone pray very zealous.
休息之间的很多信徒啊，自动去祷告。
Even during break times, many believers will go into the prayer room to pray.
这是一个很好的习惯。
This is a very good practice.
但是如果我们能够把这个习惯带回到家里面
，But if we are able to bring this practice into our home,
我们的信仰会大大得到力量
，And our faith will be greatly strengthened.
但是常常我们回到家里面
，But sometimes many times we discover we go and return home.
祷告就没有规则了
，That we have no principle in our prayer.
哦，也常常祷告很短
，And also we discover our prayer very short.
我问过一个少年班，一天祷告几次？他说五次。哇，比但尼里还厉害。
I remember I asked this little youth. I said, how many times do you pray a day? He said, 5 times. I said, wow, you pray more than Daniel.
那怎么五次呢？三餐吃饭三次。
And so how is this 5 times? He explains to me that in meal time saying grace 3 times.
Yeah, 一次20秒，三次合起来一分钟。
Every day, every grace prayer that he said is 20 seconds, so it consists total of 1 minute.
啊，晚上很爱睡觉啊，起来随便祷告两三分钟。
And also at night time before he goes to sleep, very tired, so he pray for 2-3 minutes.
啊，早上起来赶，因为太晚起来了，要赶时间呢、啊，祷告两分钟。
And then the next morning wakes up late, and so he in a hurry to go to school, and so he just pray a few minutes.
所以祷告五次合起来五分钟。
And so prayer of daily 5 times, but only consists of 5 minutes.
所以警醒祷告不是这样。
So to be watchful and pray is not such prayer.
把它当作一种很严肃的一件事情。
We will have to look at it upon a very severe task, very serious task.
很深入的跟神灵交。
To very look on it very seriously and to go into the depth of God.
然后从神得到力量。
And to from God that we can attain this power.
使我们在社会在工作的场所能够发光。
So that in the society, in our workplace, that we can shine the light of God.
做基督徒有多好。
How good it is to be a Christian.
不是你从我嘴巴听到的。
It is not that you hear the gospel from my mouth.
做基督徒有多好。
How good it is to be a Christian.
是在你在我的工作上看到。
It is that in my workplace you can see that Christian, that Christ-like image from me.
是你在我身上看到的。
That you can see this Christ-like image from myself.
这是不简单的。
This is not easy.
这是对现代基督徒的一个挑战。
This is indeed a great challenge to today's believers.
能不能用你的生活，用你的工作来证明做基督徒有多好？
Are we able to practice everything in our daily life to do according to the words of God and do likewise?
不简单啊。
It's not easy.
需要上头的力量。
We need the power from above.
所以祷告要警醒。
That's why we need to be watchful in our prayers.
祷告如果睡觉。
If in our prayer we fall asleep.
主耶稣的脚步你跟不进去。
You cannot follow the footsteps of Jesus Christ.
圣工你没有办法做。
The holy work you cannot participate.
社会也让它发光。
And that you cannot shine in your society, in your workplaces.
跟着彼得的这个脚踪。
And so too, you will be following the footsteps of Peter.
我们要变化。
So we must transform ourselves.
新的年度要立下新的志向。
New years to come, we must have new standards and principles that we must set.
要把敬拜神的祭坛从教会带回到家庭里面。
We must bring the tabernacle of worshiping God in the church back into our own home.
你去访问每一个家庭，你发现他们客厅摆的那个座位的一个焦点是哪里？
And so you go visit every family, you say, where is the place where they come down and pray or worship?
不是，他们客厅摆那个沙发啦。焦点是在哪里？
Where is it that they actually arrange their furniture and their sofa and chairs?
你如果画一个图，那个焦点刚好就对准电视。
Usually you discover that all these chairs or sofas will point directly, face directly the TV.
我们要下一个志向。
And so we must make a new set of rules.
要把我们家庭生活的焦点对准神。
That we must turn the principles and set our standards of our home into back to God.
电视要放在最不方便的地方。
And then we must put the TV in the most inconvenient place.
差不多你坐了30分钟你就坐不下去了。
That when you,
这新闻报道差不多30分钟。
Because you, to the point, to a place where you can't,sit in that place for longer than 30 minutes because news, not longer than 30 minutes.
那这样你的生活才会属灵了。
And so then your daily life will become that of more spiritual.
你才能够警醒祷告不进入世俗里面。
And you are able to be watchful in your prayer and able, not able to be compromised by the secular world.
效法彼得。
And so to learn from Peter.
要从祷告睡觉在主变貌的时候主变十字架的时候都在睡觉。啊，进到精神祷告。
To turn point from prayer of a sleeping prayer to that of a very serious and watchful prayer.
在彼得后书里面，彼得就说啊啊，万物的结局近啦。
And in 2 Peter, Peter said the statement that
万物的结局近啦。
That all things are at hand.
总要谨慎自守。
That we must be watchful and be reverent. 啊，
精心祷告
and be watchful in prayer
并且要彼此切实的相爱
and to love one another
啊，真的是这样
and this is true
公元2000年来这是什么意思Y2K
Y2K what does this mean
有什么可以庆祝
what is there to celebrate
到这时代广场去有什么可以庆祝
What is there to celebrate when we go places, a lot of places?
只有一件事情可以庆祝。
There's only one thing we can celebrate.
就是耶稣再来那一天。
That's when Jesus' second coming.
我们都可以得救。
That we can be saved.
这一件事情可以庆祝。
And this event we can celebrate.
除了这个有什么可以庆祝？
And besides this, what else to celebrate?
如果耶稣今天再来。
If Jesus Christ comes today.
或者说在这个最后一天的晚上耶稣再来。
Or that in this last day that Jesus came.
时代广场挤着千千万人在那里庆祝。
And then in this millennium, all the celebration that's happening around the world.
你知道会发生什么事情吗？
What will happen? Do you know?
有闲置的都要化成烈火，都要变成灰啊！
That everything that we see will become ashes and be burned by fire.
连那一群在庆祝的也变成灰啊！
And that even the people standing celebrating the millennium will also turn to ashes.
有闲置都要过去啊！
That all these things shall come to pass.
世界的一切都要变成灰。
That everything in this world become ash.
但是得救的人要改变成灵体。
But those to be saved shall transform themselves and be transfigured into the air to.
要带着荣耀回到天国去。
And there shall be with them the glory of God. And they shall go into the heavenly kingdom of God.
所以要谨慎自守。
That's why to be watchful and pray.
警醒祷告。
To be watchful and pray.
效法彼得。
To learn that from Peter.
要彻底改变。
To have this drastic transformation of ourselves.
改变我的生活形态。
To change our daily life.
来迎接2000年的再临。
And to receive the coming 2000.
请看路加福音。
Let's turn to Luke.
第五章。
Luke chapter 5.
路加福音第五章
Luke chapter
5第十节
Verse 10
他的伙伴西比泰的儿子雅各约翰也是这样对耶稣对西门说不要怕从今以后你要得人11节
Verse 11.
他们就把两只船靠拢了，就撇下所有跟从了耶稣。这里讲彼得的一个很重要的决定。
Here it tells of a big decision made by Peter.
把两条船靠了岸，就撇下所有跟从耶稣。
And they brought their boats to land, and they forsook all and followed Jesus.
我还记得前面一段里面在讲主耶稣叫他下网捕鱼，所以他捕了两船的鱼。
And I remember previous verses, Jesus told him to cast his nets upon this area, and they have two full loads of boats with fishes.
那个船太重，快要沉下去了。
To the point that the boat was too heavy, it's about to sink.
结果要靠岸的时候。
And so when they are about to be brought to land,
主耶稣说：“你来跟着我。”
And Jesus said, "Come and follow me."
我要叫你得人如得鱼。
From now you will be fishers of men.
请问，如果你或者我，你会怎么做？
Let's ask ourselves, if it was you or it was me, what would we be doing?
主耶稣啊，稍等一下，这两船鱼让我卖一卖，钱拿着再来跟你。
Jesus, hold on for a second. I have this two boats full of fish. Let me sell them first and make a profit.
我要你，我也要钱。
I want you, but I also want profit.
那彼得不是这样做啊。
But Peter did not do like here.
两只船靠了岸就撇下所有，那个鱼已经不要了。
And so they brought their boats to land and they forsook all and they did not want the fishes anymore.
要开始跟从耶稣。
They are to begin following Christ.
去得人如得鱼。
To make fishers of men.
所以从这里你可以看到彼得生活的改变。
So here we see the transformation in Peter's life.
从抓鱼变成传福音得人的灵魂。
And from catching fish to that of preaching the gospel and catching men.
这是整个人生意义的很重大的改变。
And this is a very great transformation in a person's perspective.
所以现在我们将近1999年的年底。
And so here we are at the end days of the year 1999.
这是1999年最后一次的安息日聚会。
And this is the last Sabbath of the year 1999.
你的人生绝对不会再有一次1999年的安息日。
In your whole lifetime, you will never encounter this Sabbath day of at the end of 1999.
今年要过去了。
This year shall pass away.
请问我们自己一个问题。
Let us ask ourselves this question.
1999年我过得很有价值，很有意义吗？
That in this past year of 1999, did I live a very fulfilling life?
这个是每一个人要问的一个问题。
This is a question every single one of us have to ask ourselves.
我们不能糊里糊涂把今年过去了。
That we cannot just go and let's with our minds fogged up and just pass through this year.
生命是神赐的。
Because life is given to us by God.
因为有生命才有时间。
Because we have life, that we have this time.
你如果没有生命，你戴劳力士的手表也没有用。
That if you don't have this time, life, no matter what kind of watches, even Rolex watch, it is of no use.
那神在1999年赐给你365天的生命。
And so in this year of 1999, Jesus gave you a day, 365 days.
我们过得很有价值吗？
Have we lived a very valuable life?
很有意义吗?
A very meaningful life.
那要怎么去回答这个问题?
So how will we come to answer such question?
那看我们两手在抓什么?
Then we look at the two hands that we have.
你是在抓鱼呢?
What are we catching? Are we catching the fish?
还是你抓人的灵魂?
Are we catching the souls of man?
这个就决定1999年在神的眼中你是不是活得很有价值。
This will determine in the eyes of God, have we lived a very valuable and profitable life?
其实我们不是当一个传道人。
It is not that we are to be all preachers.
如果1999年我们都是以神的国神的义为重。
That if in the 19th year of 1999, that all we think about is the righteousness and the kingdom of God.
很注重人灵魂的得救。
That we emphasize more importantly upon the souls of men.Rise clearly upon the faith of our own family members.
在今年真的在圣工上很积极的参与。
And that in all the holy work that's the sponsor this year that we willingly and joyfully participate.
1999年在生命册上你的那一页是丰丰满满的富富足足的是非常有价值的。
That the book of life on the page of 1999, your life will be looked upon as valuable.
但是如果1999年你所抓的是金银财宝
,But on the contrary, if in the year of 1999, we have grabbed that of gold and silver,
你所追求的是名利享受
,We have pursued is for fame and glory. And
在生命册上你的名字那一页是空的。
Then in the book of life, in the page of 1999, it is empty.
所以1999不能够这样轻易让它过去。
Therefore, 1999, we cannot let it go by like this.
每一个人要思想。
Every one of us must ponder and think,
我今年过得有没有价值?
This year, have I lived a valuable life to God?
为什么要思想?
Why do we need to ponder and think?
如果我们没有思想,
because we not come to ponder and think this question,
我们徒受神的恩典,
then we have forsaken the grace and blessings of God.
我们要思想,
we must ponder and think.
我们要检讨,
we must self-examine.
我们才可以立志,
then we can have this determination.
在2000年来, 怎么要用最有意义的方式来度过神给我们的时间。
That in the coming year 2000, how is it that we will live a precious and valuable life and serve God?
我们还有一个礼拜的时间。
We have this last week.
很多人会去买东西，买礼物。
A lot of people will go and buy presents.
很多人会放假。
A lot of people will be on their holiday break.
但是当我们有时间的时候。
But when we have time,
我们要好好思想。
We must ponder and think.
主耶稣的呼召。
The call of Jesus.
请你来参与圣工。
Come, follow me and participate in holy work.
来传福音给人，让人得救。
To preach the gospel and save souls.
来帮忙主做圣工。
To help God do holy work.
让人的灵魂可以得到长进。
So that the soul of man can grow and prosper.
这是主的呼召。
This is the call of Christ.
让我们来下一个志向。
So let's make a determination and go.
公元2000年，我要过一个不同的生活。
That in the year 2000, I will live a different life.
原因是因为主耶稣爱我。
The reason being that Jesus loved me so much.
我要回报他的爱。
I will repay his love.
所以我要为他而活。
And so I will live for him.
来荣耀他的圣名。
And to give him glory and to give him all the fame and glory.